I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show, he had a 16-year decorated career in the NFL, including four Pro Bowl appearances. He also is a Super Bowl champion and has joined the Washington Football Radio Network. Joining us here on the show is a friend of ours and a friend of the CBS family, London Fletcher. London, good morning.
What's going on, Jay? How's it going?
Doing great, buddy. It's always great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start with last night's game. What was your assessment of Joe Burrow on a national stage?
Man, I was impressed with Joe Burrow. He looked really good. Just poised, got the football, made some great throws. There's not a ton of talent on that Cincinnati team, but it looks, for the first two games, it looks like they got a quarterback that can lead them to a lot of victories. You can see what type of confidence Zach Taylor has in him to have him throw the football 61 times. That's a crazy on the road on a short week. That's unheard of in your second ball game. So, tremendous talent. I really was impressed with Burrow.
Joe Burrow is relatively old for a rookie quarterback. He's 23 years old. And so there's a little bit of maturity that happens there where Burrow can maybe lean on that in his NFL career. You played with Kurt Warner, who is an old rookie, if you will. What's the advantage of having some years under your belt playing football before you got to get thrust in there to be a savior of a franchise at quarterback?
Well, it helps to have those experiences to be battle tested, to go through some things. You look at Burrow, he's gone through some adversity, in his college age, being at Ohio State and then having to transfer to LSU, not having a great year his first year. He had a decent year at LSU his first year there, but then last year, we all know how that finished up, but it says a lot when you've gone through some things. You have calluses, you have battle scars, you've had to show mental toughness. A lot of the quarterbacks, or some of the quarterbacks coming out now, they're being given the keys to the franchise. They only have had, it's a 2-year start. I look at Mitch Trubisky and Chicago. He had 1 year to start at Carolina, and the drafting number 2 overall and said, hey, go be savior of the franchise, and he just put it down. He wasn't ready to be that guy, but he seems like he definitely benefited from having kind of some seasons under his belt.
London Fletcher's back with us. And London, let's speed ahead to this Patriots and Seahawks team, which everybody is talking about. You saw Cam Newton in week number 1 and saw what he could do. Is that sustainable for an entire season for the Patriots offense?
I don't know if it's – well, obviously Cam has to stay healthy. I don't know if it's sustainable to have him running the ball 15 times a game. I think their offense will evolve and they'll open it up a little bit more as the season starts to progress. This wasn't your normal off season. Didn't have the OTAs, didn't have the mini camps, didn't have a preseason game. So I don't know how much of an offensive playbook is actually in. I expect them to kind of open it up a little bit more, but there will be, you could probably expect Cam to, maybe run 8 or 10 times a ball game. The thing about Cam is making sure when he does run, he's not taking big hits. So that's the thing that he has to protect himself from, making sure he's not taking hits when he's running.
You played 16 years of the NFL. You know how a coach reads his quarterback. You know what is said publicly and privately. What was your take on Bruce Arians publicly criticizing Tom Brady?
You know, I didn't love it. We know that's how Bruce is. He tells it like it is. But I think in that situation with a guy like Tom Brady, you wait till you watch the film, and Brady knew he didn't play his best game. You know, certain guys, they knew he was going to come out determined the next week, regardless of what happened, regardless of what Bruce said. But for Bruce to say what he said in public, that was just not necessary. I know Tom said, you know, hey, he's the coach, I'm the player. Tom seemed a little perturbed by it too, as well, because, you know, to point out and say, hey, talk about the interceptions he threw right after the ball game, and say, you know, the Mike Evans interception was Brady's fault. Well, after you go back and look at the film, you say, oh, no, it wasn't Brady's fault. It was Evans' fault. You know, we know Brady shouldn't have threw the one pick six. He made a bad decision on that play when he had the screen open. But you just don't handle a guy like Tom Brady like that. It's not necessary. You know, coach him, criticize him in practice, things like that. But to do it publicly in that form, it just I didn't think it was necessary.
Did you ever have a quarterback that you played with that kind of had a relationship with the head coach where essentially the agreement was, okay, yeah, you can get on me because I don't want it to seem like I'm above the fray? Is that commonplace? Did you ever have that experience in the NFL?
I gotta think back to I was with Kurt Warner, who was a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike Martz used to get on Kurt a lot in practice. I don't recall him getting on him publicly. You know, I think he, you know, handled it. He was diplomatic, although Kurt didn't really have many bad games either. trying to think. A lot of times you kind of carry the quarterback a little bit differently just because that psyche, their psyche, the nature of the position, you know, attack them in the meeting rooms, you know, coach them up. But oftentimes you just in the media, you kind of, you know, speak in generalities and not necessarily specifics.
London Fletcher, Washington football team color analyst, he's joined the team's radio booth. And honestly, with Washington coming off that week one victory, things just feel a little different in D.C., and that's a good thing. He's a 16-year NFL veteran, four-time Pro Bowler, a member of the Ring of Honor, which is very cool to now have him join us here on the show this year as part of his new role. London, always good to catch up with you, my man. It's really good to pick your brain. I hope we can do it again.
Yeah. Hey, D.A., and don't forget, I'm on the CBS Sports Network Tops every Sunday morning, that other pregame show from 8 to noon. I still do that as well. So I do the pregame with Tops, CBS Sports Network, and then I do the postgame with Washington.
I know that you're doing that. I didn't want to ignore that. I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew that you had a new gig if they were trying to find you on game day. But you're absolutely right. Tops, that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network, he's all over it. And your crew at Tops always has so much fun. You guys kind of take a really fun approach to breaking down the games, which I enjoy. It's not like hammering you over the head with the hard stuff of the analysis when you just wake up in the morning.
No, we have a great time. You know, our cast of characters. We just added Kyle Long to the show. He's been a great addition. We have a lot of fun. But so we get you ready for the games, and then, you know, obviously I come and talk about Washington's games afterwards. It'll be a tough one this weekend against going out to Arizona, but you know, I'm sure Coach Rivera will have the guys ready to play.
An interesting 1-0 versus 1-0, Arizona and Washington coming up on Sunday. Catch London Fletcher and the gang on Tops, that other pregame show coming up on Sunday morning, CBS Sports Network, and then he'll be on the call for the Washington and Arizona game. London, great to catch up, bud. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.